This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is indeed part of the richness of the teachings of Islam and the pristine teachings of this beautiful religion that it is a faith governed by values, morals, and etiquettes. And today, unfortunately, this has become so absent and there's such a vacuum in the lives of people regarding basic etiquettes of life. And hopefully, inshallah, in this series, we're going to embark on different etiquettes that govern our day-to-day interaction. So as an opening remark, I say to you, my brother and my sister, the hukama and the ulama say, التربيه أن تعرف متى تتكلم. Good nurturing and upbringing will teach you when to speak. You could be articulate, but there's a time to speak. In fact, Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah said, إذا سمعنا الحدث يتكلم مع الكبار أيسنا من خيره. If we had to listen to a young boy interrupting the discussion of a senior, honestly, we would become despondent of a bright future for him. So the first thing, tarbiyah is, أن تعرف متى تتكلم, when to speak. والأخلاق أن تستمع لمن يتكلم. And good character is that you can be attentive. Sometimes a person doesn't want any counsel, he just wants to offload. Husband and wife, at times, can you just listen to each other? So we all want to become good speakers, but are we good listeners? Ata bin Abi Rabah, rahimahullah, who was the great African scholar, it is said about him that at times people would narrate to him an incident and he would listen to it so attentively as though he never heard it, whereas he heard it before that man was born. وَالْأَخْلَاقُ أَن تَسْتَمِعَ لِمَنْ يَتَكَلَّمُ وَالْأَدَبُ أَلَّا تُقَاطِعَ مَنْ يَتَكَلَّمُ. And good mannerism is that you do not cut someone when he's speaking. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not interrupt the villager while he was passing water and urine in the masjid. How often a person is trying to speak and we abruptly cut him. We don't allow him the opportunity to complete his point or express his argument. And last but not least, وَالذَّكَاءُ أَلَّا تُصَدِّقَ كُلَّ مَنْ يَتَكَلَّمُ. And it is a mark of intelligence that you do not believe whatever you listen to. So while it is important to afford people the right to speak and not to interrupt them and to find the right time when to speak, but that doesn't mean everything that is told to you, you accept it. May Allah bless us with these beautiful teachings. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen.